welcome along to the what?
Along?
Welcome along. That's what you say. Welcome along.
Okay.
Welcome along. Right, start that again. Welcome along to the newest episode of the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Fantastic.
We know you've been waiting for this an entire week.
Unless you're listening to this as part of the back catalogue.
Yeah, and they're like one after the other.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a box set.
Yeah.
And you're just constantly watching it.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing with these right now.
It's the best way to do it. I did it with Lord of the Rings.
Did you?
Yeah. Back to back.
Oh, it's like 9 hours.
Yeah, we started at 11 in the morning and finished the next day.
I would have killed myself.
To be honest, it was... There were chunks, I think I've said this before, there were chunks they could have cut out of those films. The director's cut fills me with horror.
I mean, watching a film about people walking made me want to walk.
Yes.
So, it's like, you know, they've done well. So, you know, subconsciously they got me to walk out of that cinema and down the pub.
We only stopped for fag breaks and to get a takeaway pizza.
Fagaway breaks.
Damn right.
Nice one. So, yes, so you're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Oh, yeah.
You can find us at oddpoduk.wordpress.com.
You struggled there,
didn't
you?
I did, didn't I? I went blank. I almost forgot what it was. You can also contact us at Barker Podcast and at Oddcast Podcast. Simple as that. That's Twitter, by the way.
Twitter.
That's Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm Adam. He is
Will.
And we are here to make your ears bleed.
Yes.
In a nice way.
In a happy bleeding
way. In a nice way, where you're like, my ears are bleeding. But it's like, oh, it feels so good.
Yeah, I often get that feeling.
Do you?
No.
Why else would people have their ears bleed?
Generally, it will be either that they're at gigs with overloud music or in a room with my mother-in-law.
You should get him in for a guest.
Yeah, right? Get the old mother-in-law jokes out of the way. My mother-in-law. Take my mother-in-law. No, please do. 1970s Northern comedians. Rock on.
Mother-in-law. How the hell did they come up with that? How's that funny? Take my mother-in-law. Because it worked both ways.
What? No, please take my mother-in-law. Take her away.
Oh! Okay, got you. No, I got confused.
Fuck me, you're on a speedy one today.
I'm a bit hungover. I got absolutely hammered last night.
Oh dear.
And so I feel a little bit delicate. So it's going to be a delicate podcast today.
Gentle podcast with just gently, nicely bleeding ears.
Yeah. So you've been a good Bill? Will? Sorry?
Oh, you're getting mixed up then.
Yeah.
all is good in my world. All is good. Yeah.
How your chickens doing?
Oh, the chickens are good. We've got two laying now. You know, it's exciting stuff. It's exciting times.
Why do chickens always look scared?
Because it's you looking at them.
Yeah. They do always look scared. They just sort of look, what the fuck is he? Who is he? Why is he? Get away from my eggs.
They're permanently wide-eyed.
I'd look scared if everyone kept saying anything tastes like chicken.
I don't think things do taste like chicken. I think chicken, particularly mass-produced chicken,
like
factory-farmed, well, it's just bland. It's flavourless, effectively, or very lacking in flavour. So what they're saying when a meat tastes a bit like chicken is it doesn't really taste much.
Oh.
Just tastes of whatever sauce you cook it in. You want to have something like venison? Now that's proper tasting.
I remember someone telling me that certain things such as potatoes, onions and apples, if you took the smell element out of it,
that's right. All
taste exactly the same.
Yeah, I remember doing that in science at school. They had like different slices of the different things, and if you held your nose, you couldn't really tell. It was just down to the textures.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Because you've only got the sensations on your tongue. You've got the sweet and the sour and the salt and stuff, but they're all quite similar in texture and base flavour, and it's just the rest of the stuff.
It's amazing. Me.
You've got to love a good entertainment podcast.
That's it. It's about science and about smells today, everybody. Take a notepad. We will teach you the ways of the world.
Take a notepad, hold your nose and eat it. It's just like chicken.
It's just like chicken. Okay, so yeah, thank you for downloading this episode, whether you're downloading it.
Or streaming it
via Stitcher.
Or listening to it on Rude Radio.
Rude Radio, you could be listening to Rude Radio, you probably are. And you could even go straight to oddpoduk.wordpress.com and just play it straight from there.
You might even be listening to this through the lounge on your DAB radio.
Hopefully. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
See, we're in your lives, whether you like it or not. No getting away from us. And Podomatic, you can be finding us on Podomatic.
You can always turn the volume down.
Yeah, or just don't listen to us at all. But if you're listening to me now telling you not to listen, then you've already made that leap.
Ignore him.
You've made that leap forward into the Oddcast Podcast UK Oddpod world. Oddpod world. You're in the Oddpod.
Oddpod.
You're in the Oddpod. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
So yeah, should we jump into the odd pod? It's like, yeah, that's what it could call now. We're jumping into the odd pod.
Enter the odd pod.
rock and roll all the way, baby.
Well, Harry's been very filled with jealousy since and decides it's time to get his miniature man bit puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, my God!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Hello, the Oddcast Podcast, Adam and Will. Tune in online and listen now to the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Will. Will, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Will. And the Oddcast Podcast.
So you're here still?
Yes.
Odd Pod, we're going to go through the universe, Will.
All of it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, how long have we got?
Oh, yeah, about an hour.
Yeah, it is, so we're going to have to accelerate to reach the actual edges, you know, seeing as the universe is constantly expanding.
We're going
to
go to Plaid.
Spaceballs!
Yeah. Some of that later.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Right, do you want to jump straight in to your favourite segment, Trailer Breakdown?
No.
But you're going to do it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's wrong with Trailer Breakdown? I thought you loved Trailer Breakdown.
Why did you ask me?
You're not supposed to tell people that you don't like doing stuff. You're supposed to just do it.
I didn't say I don't like it. You asked if I was ready.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, let's fucking do it then.
Let's do it. It's exciting.
Damn right.
Since the beginning of time, man has been compelled by wonders to tell this tale.
Okay, so Trailer Breakdown rule. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't look.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready. You're the one that's sitting there looking at stuff when you should be looking at
so
stuff.
So you bring me round, you sit me in front of a screen.
Yeah.
And then tell me not to look.
Pretty much.
Can I look yet?
You can look now, yeah.
Ooh.
You do what I tell you to do, don't you? You're like, oh, God, I won't look.
Yes, right. But that time with the Vaseline and holding my ankles, I didn't like that.
No. Okay. Well, are you ready? You know how Trailer Breakdown works.
I do indeed. Shall we enlighten the audience?
Will's going to watch a trailer, and he's going to explain to you what is going on.
In the clearest of terms.
Through the medium of sound.
Can I do it in interpretive dance this week?
Well, I'll record it. We'll put it up on the internet. Yeah, put it up on YouTube. Link it to the account.
Yeah, basically, we'll put it under the link, www.goatsy.co. You don't want to know.
I thought people already
Googled
it.
It's not a pretty picture. Yeah. Do right. So at your own risk.
So, it's only a quick one. It's about a minute long. Are you ready, Will?
Go for it.
Trailer Breakdown.
Well, we've got the usual green screen. The following preview has been approved for appropriate audiences, whatever that means. Okay, so it's a 20th century Fox film. It's all a bit hazy and blurry and stripy. We've got an eagle. Oh, it's a Ridley Scott film. Oh, God, let's hope it's not fucking Avatar. Oh, it's not. That looks like one of the ships out of Aliens. And we've got a bit of a landscape there with some dots and some lines randomly around the screen. But this is distinctly alien-esque. We've got some bloke with a torch in a space suit even. Lots and lots of weird things. People pulling stuff out of pods, running along ships, driving through sort of alien desert scapes, screaming, falling over, flying about. Ooh, woman who looks semi-naked and reasonably perky. Prometheus. I have no idea what that means. She looked a bit like Mia Jovovich. Was that Mia Jovovich? No. Okay, for our beginning, again, running around on moonscapes in spacesuits with incredibly delicate-looking glass helmets. Well, I'm sure you're going to want to watch it after all that.
Yeah, people are like, we don't need to see that trailer, we could just listen to Will.
So what the shuddering fuck was that then, Adam?
That, my friend. I thought I had to my friend. Was
yeah, you're not my friend.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
The prequel to the original Alien movie.
Right.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
Okay.
So
it was an alien film then?
It is. It's an alien film.
It did.
Brand new
like
alien
one.
Film.
Oh, okay.
And it's set before the original.
Okay.
Hence why it's pretty cool. That's a bit obvious.
Yes.
And it's about, you know, in the first Alien, when they first go to see that spaceship which they find.
Or Spaceball 1.
They find that spaceship on that planet.
And yes.
They just when they first encounter the
I
pots.
Just like the knifey bit. Was that in Aliens?
Aliens
yeah, no, it's Aliens, isn't it? Yeah,
Aliens
yeah.
Sigourney Weaver won when she wasn't actually the main character until the last 20 minutes.
Because
the guy from Top Gun was.
Was he?
Tom Skerrick, yeah.
Yeah,
he was the captain.
Yeah, he was kind of the man in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. So Prometheus looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks like it could be worth a watch.
So we all know how it ends, because obviously it leads into the first film.
So Prometheus is the ship that they find that's crashed.
I think so, yeah. Okay. Or it's their ship. But it's got good people. It's got Michael Fassbender in it.
Fassbender!
Yep, he's playing an android, like Ian Hole.
Okay, and like Data.
Yeah. What, from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron. Okay. She's in it. She's a good actress.
Yep.
She's playing like the...
Was she the one who had her Charlize out?
Charlize out. What's the ring? Oh.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
She's quite good looking, but she won an Oscar for Monster when she was dressed up like a
Monster?
Very ugly woman.
Okay, not saying that.
The serial killer, she was going around killing blokes.
Ah,
true story. Eileen Wuornos, or something her name was.
I believe, and this is sort of 10 years old information, but there's never actually been, because you get mass murderers and you get serial killers, and serial killers are the ones who are driven to do so or something like that, so psychopathic style, the Fred West, the ones that just have the urge to kill, and there's never been a documented lead female serial killer. You get ones who are drawn into it by their other halves, but not the ones that just decide to go out and do it. You get the ones that do it for financial gains, you know, Black Widow style. But never ones who just do it for fun.
Well, Arnie Werner, she actually did go out there and kill people. She used to lure them in via kind of truckers and like going to have sex with them and then just kill them.
Okay. Maybe she was the
maybe the one.
Yeah. The first.
Or you got the one that used to bathe in the old days, bathe in blood. Bathory or something? Bathory?
Yeah, but that wasn't serial killer, that was more power trip style. We're talking the modern day style. But then again, you get there was the Essex Hospital. No, it wasn't Essex. The hospitals thing where you got someone has been just randomly inserting drugs into the saline drips and shit. I think it's just more ways to do it these days. It's just
this podcast is there to bring a bit of light in people's lives.
Absolutely, happy time. Yeah.
Talking about serial killers,
yeah,
and aliens,
and listening to your ears bleeding.
Yeah, I didn't want people's ears to bleed. I don't want anyone to ring up or message in. Well, I don't like getting a message anyway. And say, my ears bled. I'm blaming you.
Fair enough. Clean them out with a Swiss Army knife.
But Alien, Prometheus, the sort of film you would actually get excited to see? Did you like the original Alien?
I don't get excited to see films, but it's a film I would happily watch.
Yeah? You wouldn't piss a moan about it?
But it depends if it's any good in the end. Well, I would go and see it. Well, I wouldn't go and see it because I'd be taking the wife, and the wife wouldn't want to go and see it.
But me and you go.
I'll watch it when DVD comes out.
Me and you, we download it like illegally. And watch it together.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
No.
At the iPod Central.
No, that's a terribly irresponsible.
It is.
Yeah, we get someone else to download it.
And then we just burn a copy off them.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that either.
Leave the risk.
We buy movies.
I rent them.
Yeah, still.
Love film.
Oh, I get Netflix.
Yeah. So you're not buying it, are you? You don't own it.
No, I'm streaming it.
Yeah, it's a pay-per-view star.
Netflix is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, love it.
Fair enough.
I've been watching loads of stuff on it recently.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, Prometheus coming out very soon. I'll say very soon. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, at some point in
it's gonna
the
be
future.
A good film.
And Ridley or the
Scott,
past.
And it's a Ridley Scott film, so...
Yeah, it's a reasonable pedigree.
Got a little bit of prestige.
Although the Robin Hood, was it Ridley Scott did the Robin Hood one? That was a bit shit.
He has kind of got a bit of a hit and miss, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's done like Alien, which is good. He's done Film and Louise, which is alright. He's done like Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, that was wank.
Yeah, he didn't he do... No, that was Oliver Stone. He didn't do Alexandra.
That was shit as well.
Yeah. He just comes up and makes a movie and you're like, what did you make that for? He made a couple of like...
Money.
Matchstick Men he made, which is quite good, but it's not action at all.
No, I think I started watching that. Oh, it's just Nicolas Cage. God, he can only play one character. But we've covered that in the past.
Very badly.
So tune into the back catalogue for more Nicolas Cage commentary.
Exactly. All right, speaking of Netflix, the good thing about Netflix I've been watching TV shows on it.
Yeah.
Even like a whole series.
Awesome.
So I've been watching Arrested Development. You ever seen Arrested Development?
No, I've not.
Never seen it?
No.
It's a good show, it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
About a rich socialite family who the dad gets done for swindling money and then he gets put in jail, so then the oldest son has to take over and look after them. But they're all odd, all weird.
Sounds funny.
It is very funny.
Yeah.
But speaking of shows, a new show that I've been watching recently, which I think is amazing.
Yep.
New Girl.
Not heard of that either.
It's very brand new with Zooey Deschanel. No, she is the bird from Elf.
I wouldn't watch Elf because it's got Will Ferrell in it.
You don't know Will Ferrell?
Can't
stand him.
He's
got your name.
No, he hasn't. My surname's not Ferrell.
Your first name's Will.
Yes.
Will.
And.
Well,
I just can't stand him.
He can't have the same name as me.
Yeah, so to be honest, similar basis, for different reasons. It's not that I can't stand Will Smith, it's just the level of advertising in his films.
Yeah, but he gets paid enough money to advertise. That's all he's done for now.
Donors, iRobot was awful. Just driving along in his Audi with his JVC stereos, and when he went into the, I'm wearing my Converse All-Stars circa 2008.
I remember that.
He was like, oh, for fuck's sake, you're not even trying to be subtle.
I do like it when they add loads of promotions in movies.
Like, Blade 3. I always listen to my iPod when I'm slaying vamps. Yeah.
It's just the way they put stuff in it. And they have long, lingering shots of an Apple iMac.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what did you do that for?
Which is the hair removal cream, yeah?
iMac, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the one where they like look at their watch and it's like a big lingering shot of the time. You're like,
well, to be honest, the James Bond films. Me? Yeah, so
not many people.
One of my, I use it. I find it convenient for telling the time.
Well, everyone's got their phone, don't they? You should get their phone out and look at the time on that.
Why would I want to reach into my pocket and pull out the phone and unlock it to look at the time when I can just lift my wrist?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but you know, watches are going out of fashion.
I'm lazy.
You're a bit grumpy. Yeah,
I don't know what you mean.
Little sodcast.
Yeah,
nice.
Grumpy sodcast. If I ever launch out on my own, that's what it's going to be.
Oh, hang on, you've only just joined us. Don't fucking start going off on your own.
Well, you know, I'm off to bigger and better things like Robbie Williams.
Yeah, you use him, ain't you? You use this ride.
You are my platform.
One of these days, you're going to turn on this podcast and it's going to be Will walking out.
I can't take it anymore!
I can better than you. Or when he's drunk. When he has a drink, he gets a bit nasty.
I'm just so much. I'm the fatty half here.
The beardless Brian Blessed.
Oh. We watched talking of streaming. I love film on the PS3. They've got all the Blackadders at the moment, and we were watching the first series of Blackadder, which was shit, but did have Brian Blessed in it, and he is fantastic. His usual shouty self. He's just a fucking legend.
What is he famous for?
Well, he started off, I believe, in the RSC as a Shakespearean actor, but he's famous for his voice and his character.
Definitely proper Shakespearean, isn't he?
Oh, he can do wonderful, wonderful things with the English language.
A bit like Stephen Fry.
Yes, in a different way.
Yeah.
But he was on a programme with Stephen Fry looking into the use of language. I can't remember what it was called, but they were talking about, because he's a sweary cunt.
Yeah.
Is Brian Blessed.
They are, don't they? Them old school lovies. They swear like troopers. So Ian McKellen swears like a fucker.
Absolutely. And like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect him. He's fucking Magneto and the guy from Gandalf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a Shakespearean actor, but he swears like a trooper.
Mm. No, he's...
And Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, but it was quite an interesting thing, because they were saying... they had people plunging their hands into like really, really cold water, and Stephen Fry, who's not a massive swearer, they were getting them to say non-swear words, just like a normal neutral word that pops into their head, to repeat it over and over while you're in basically simulating pain.
Right.
And then they got you to swear over and over while it's in, and they could hold out a lot longer for the pain while swearing. But when Brian Blessed did it, because he swears so much anyway, it didn't really make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's... It's just awesome.
So really, what you're trying to say is that don't swear, because when you're in pain, you need to save those swear words up.
It's a potential, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. The thing is, if you stub your toe, it helps, doesn't
it's
it?
It's amazing.
You cut.
I went the other week, Charlotte shut my finger in the door, and it really hurt.
Yeah.
And I tried...
With the door
to,
okay?
You know, I tried to shout. Nothing come out.
Yeah.
Nothing come out, because it sort of shocked me that bad.
Just internalised the whole
thing. I was over dramatic. I jumped on the floor. I was rolling across like I'd been shot. I knew I was doing it.
Yeah.
But it just felt good that I could be over dramatic about it. Then she said, put it under cold water. Put it under glass. I went, on. Put it under cold water. I went white. I thought I was going to faint.
Yeah.
I was up on the bed. I was laying on the bed like, I knew I was being over dramatic about it. But it helped me.
Yes, absolutely.
It made me feel better.
I actually find aggression helps me as well. I've actually put my fist virtually through a door after, I can't remember, I stubbed my toe or whatever. But instant pain, and my reaction was just to absolutely lash out.
You need anger management, Will.
Yeah.
We can say that for anger, Will, later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's one of my releases. Yeah,
pent-up frustration.
I used to love chopping wood. I still do. Swinging an axe or smashing things up, anything like that, I find it's a brilliant way to channel your anger.
I can't chop wood.
Yeah? Why not?
Because I'm shit.
You're going to take your wrist off.
I haven't got the mental ability to push through it. I go to hit it and it gets stuck, and then I'm like, I can't get out. It's stuck. I know I'm like it. I'm not a massive Labour fan.
I think it's just learning the easy way. If you can't cut clean through it, you don't pull it out and try it again. You get a sledgehammer out and you whack the back of the axe with a sledgehammer and it drives it through.
I'm a bit of a let someone else do it kind of guy.
Well, you don't have an open fire and that kind of helps.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Why am I cutting wood? What the fuck? What do you fucking cut wood for?
My main reason for an open fire is because nothing tastes better than toast done over an open fire.
Oh, do you do marshmallows over fire?
Fire toast. Oh, yeah, well, with fire pit in the back.
Fire toast. You weren't there, that sounds proper manly. Fire toast.
Fire steak. I got some steak and I cut it into little strips and I cut some sticks and sharpened them up.
See, this is the
difference. Cooked it over the fire.
Different between me and you. Like, you're like the proper manly man.
You'll order a McDonald's.
Yeah, you're the manly man. I'm going to make some fire toast. If I had a fire in my fire, I'd be making a panini. I think that's the difference between me and you on that level.
Damn right.
Okay. Yeah, so speaking of TV shows,
yeah,
going back to that again, like New Girl, it's a good show.
So what's it about?
Right. What do you think it's about with the title New Girl?
Sounds to me like it's a new person in an office or a school or some sort of fucking god awful American sorority. Probably attractive but quirky. Having some tepid affair with some bloke who's faintly mysterious. And just fairly dull.
Alright. No, it's not. It's about kind of a little bit, right? You kind of you went for a little bit.
I went for the formula.
Yeah. No, it's Zoe Deschanel.
Uh-huh.
Very quirky. That's what she's known for, being quirky, ditzy, right, but not stupid.
Yeah.
So she's like clever but ditzy and quirky. She's like
like Columbo.
She's like the girl that every boy wants to have as a mate.
Right.
Because she's so like cool.
Right.
And she breaks up with her boyfriend and then moves in with these three guys. And it just comedy ensues.
Oh,
but it is really funny. It's well written and well acted.
Sounds.
It's really, really good.
Fair enough.
This brings us into a new segment which I want to bring in,
right,
called Star Watch.
Star Watch.
Star Watch. Just get the echo on it. Star Watch.
Okay. So yeah. What's this segment involved then?
It's simple. We're literally going to every episode. Just pick an actress that we're talking about, actor or actress, and go through their films they've been in and just dissect their life through their movie filmography.
Brilliant.
So, great.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Sounds amazing. Yeah.
Okay, let's see what you have for
us. Okay, so Zoe Deschanel, do you want to see a picture of her first so you could actually recognise her face?
Yeah, it's gone.
She was a bit scared in that picture. That's a IMDb picture.
Fair enough. She looks like a person.
Okay, fair enough. Well done, Will. You should be one of those.
She has hair and eyes and skin.
You should be one of them drawers for the police ID drawers.
Damn right, yeah. So you say two legs.
Yeah. You sure I didn't have three?
Yeah.
I'm going to draw three anyway.
No, was it Mon Jeremy?
Yeah. They all look like it. All got a moustache. They all look the same. Right, so
Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel, such a weird name. Her sister is actually in the TV show Bones.
Right.
But she's got nothing to do with her. Just a sister. Right, okay. So back in, we go to her early stuff. She in a film called Mumford.
Mumford?
Mumford and Sons.
Indeed.
No, it wasn't just Mumford.
Right.
Almost Famous. You seen Almost Famous?
No.
You've never seen Almost Famous?
No.
That's an amazing film.
Is it?
It's about the kid who's like a Rolling Stone journalist.
Was he Almost Famous?
And he follows a band on the road.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Cameron Crowe film.
Who?
He's a guy who's directed some very good films, such as Jerry Maguire.
Okay. I wonder if people genuinely think that I have, you know, that I'm like faking the no idea about who all of these people are. But I assure you, I'm not.
You've got probably Cameron Crowe fans. Like, who the fuck, man? Okay. So she's been in like small little roles, and she's in The Good Girl with Jennifer Aniston. What do you think of Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston was faintly amusing in Friends at times, but as this kind of straight character to the funny ones.
Yeah, that makes sense. She wasn't actually that funny, was she?
No, nor was David Schwimmer, to be honest.
No.
Chandler had the one-liners, Joey had the goofy thing going on, Ross was just fucking annoying. Phoebe had her moments, but was, again, fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Monica was just fucking annoying.
So you didn't like Friends in?
I did, actually.
You had his moments.
Yeah. Looking back, just in hindsight, if you got to sum them up, generally annoying, but yet somehow it was still managed to be kind of funny in a really nice kind of way.
Yeah, the only thing with Friends that annoyed me was the fact that it was a good show, but it was a little bit too, like, every time someone had a drink and they got drunk, they made a massive deal, like, oh my god, they're drunk!
I just liked the way, you know, you've got a chef who can't really afford to do anything, and you've got a woman who busks in pubs, and then you've got an out-of-work actor. Two of them had jobs, so far as I could tell.
Yeah.
Because Chandler, you know, worked in an office, I think it was a VP, and, you know, he might have taken home some decent money. But how the fuck did they afford those really nice places?
Well, they do make jokes about it, the rent control was quite... They rented it, it was all rented.
Ah, they don't really buy it over in the states. Not in the cities.
They don't do it like that. It was their nans.
Bit dodgy.
It created a reality that people thought.
Yeah, but the thing is, I know houses are bigger in the States, but whenever you watch these documentaries, and you've got the proper sort of redneck trailer trash types, and they're living in what over here? You need to be on a fucking good salary to be able to have that amount of space. Over here, back gardens are the size of postage stamps. You look at these new built homes, you've got these luxury 4 or 5 bedroom homes, and the garden's like about the size of your standard dining table.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
I'm not a garden fan.
No, I've seen your garden.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of your garden.
No, I don't think the garden's a fan of my garden. So, Chanel.
Yes.
The good girl. And that.
Almost famous.
She'd done these little films where she had like little bit parts. She was never main character in that.
Jobbing actor.
Yeah, she'd be that person. Oh, I was her from that film.
Oh, what's she been in? I've seen her before.
One of the films that really got her on the map was Elf. But we already discussed that you're not a fan of Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell. Then she done quite well on that. And then she went on and she was in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, you see, that's a film that could have been so good.
Did you not like it?
It was disappointing. I've read all the Douglas Adams books. It just wasn't enough, actually.
Not weird enough?
No, it just wasn't faithful. Marvin was great. Marvin the Paranoid Android. They did a lovely job of illustrating.
Played by Warwick Davis, but voiced by Alan Rickman.
I was amazed to find out that Zaphod Beeblebrox, after all that, was black.
Who? I don't
know. Or was it the one with two heads? Was he the... Yeah,
I've never seen it.
It just makes me laugh. It's they're just obviously to help make it big in the States. They have to make sure that each area is represented.
Basically. Well, no, the guy with two heads was actually Sam Rockwell.
Is
another actor that you probably never heard of.
Right,
he's another one. You go, oh, I recognise him. Oh, him.
Oh, we'll see you in him.
So yeah, she was in Hitchhiker's Guide, which you weren't too happy about, and then she had small little parts in Failure to Launch. With Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Horseface Parker.
Oh,
you love her, didn't you?
I actually did, and I'm almost ashamed to admit to this, but I watched the whole of series one of Sex in the City.
Yeah.
There is a reason behind it.
Come on, explain.
Put
down your case.
I had the shits for a week, and I was living with my mate Lou, and I'd watched every video I'd owned. Basically, I just had chronically upset stomach, couldn't leave the flat. Watched all of my videos, so I started watching hers, including series one of Sex and the City.
Yeah?
Yeah. Haven't seen the films.
Did you watch it the whole series? Like,
yeah, I watched it back to back between trips to the toilet.
Why? Why didn't you stop? Why couldn't you get someone to lend you something?
Well, I considered turning it off to go and do something more fun, like nailing my legs to the kitchen worktops. but to be honest, it was the sheer power of inertia. Because this is back in the days of VHS, not moving. You know, just keeping with the momentum that's going, and it was just easy to not think and just say, "I'll just change the video
and let it play."
Yeah, and just carry on and lie down. But God, it was awful shite.
But you watched every episode, so you're like a.
I did watch all of them. I can't remember. This is about 2001.
Yeah.
So you know, we're talking a little while ago now. I'm not proud.
No, I wouldn't be. Yeah, so yeah, she went on to TV shows such as Weeds. She was in that for a bit.
Guess what?
What?
I haven't seen that.
No, I haven't either.
Was that the one about the woman who starts selling drugs?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I might have seen a bit of an episode of that. I think it was on Channel 4 years ago.
It's actually on Netflix, so I might give that a go. She was in The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
I think I might have seen that.
That's the Brad Pitt one.
Yeah, but I can't remember where I actually saw it.
She was also in The Happening, one of the worst films ever. The one where the plants come alive. But they don't really come alive, they fart and it makes people kill themselves.
That sounds awesome.
M. Night Shyamalan.
There's a film on the Love Film Player at the moment, I think, called Tyres, about tyres that kill people.
No, rubber.
It's rubber. Called, yeah, okay, that's it.
It's one tyre that goes around killing people.
A murderous tyre. Did you ever see a film called Killdozer?
No. Is it about a bulldozer that
kills people? A bulldozer that kills people, and I think, if I remember correctly, they ended up killing it by running it over an uber-electrified cattle grid.
Who comes up with these ideas?
People on LSD. Yeah.
People are fucking...
Oh, you know, what would be a fucking brilliant idea for a film? It's like you get this bulldozer, right, and it's come alive and it's killing people.
I like the voice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, so she was in The Happening with Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
She also was in The Yes Man, which was Jim Carrey, where he had to say yes to everything.
It
was
based on Jim Carrey.
Based on a Danny Wallace book.
Yes. Yeah, it was just roll the dice. No, that was The Dice Man, wasn't it? It was Luke Reinhardt. Okay, I'm getting mixed up.
It's the one she said, you say yes to opportunities as they arise. You don't say yes to everything, like, can I rape you? Yes. Can I saw your leg off? Yes. It's if someone offers you an opportunity, like, do you want to go skydiving? Yeah. Do you want to go snorkeling? Yeah. Do you want to eat this mushroom? No, I fucking hate mushrooms. So that, yeah, that's kind of the way it is.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And the one that she's kind of big for at the moment, regardless obviously to the TV show, 500 Days of Summer.
That's quite a long old summer, that. Is that like in the rainforest or something?
Her name's Summer.
Oh, right.
And he spends 500 days with her.
Oh, is it a rom-com?
Yeah, but it's a very good one. It's not your typical blasé, weird, kind of happy-go-lucky one. It's a little bit...
Oh, Happy-Go-Lucky is a good film. That was Spike Jones.
Spike Jones?
I think it was Spike Jones.
Happy-Go-Lucky is a Mike Leigh film.
Mike Leigh. Was Spike Jones involved, or am I just making it up?
I'm making it up.
Mike Leigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mike Leigh one.
Spike Jones is
the fuck are you talking about?
Spike Jones is the director of Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, but I've got a feeling Spike Jones might have been involved in it.
Yeah, I think it was.
I could be wrong.
Probably
wrong, yeah. Good film, though.
Yeah.
Quite like that. That was kind of happy-go-lucky rom-com, and I quite like that one, you see.
What, happy-go-lucky?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know what you were talking about. Wasn't it?
Oh, it's happy-go-lucky.
You were... What? So, yeah, so now she's in This New Girl.
Yep.
And, yeah, so moving into a little the quiz thing.
Oh, lovely.
The thing about New Girl is what I like is that it's got its own... It's got its theme tune, right?
Right.
And I love theme tunes to sitcoms.
Oh, fuck.
So, and I just think they're amazing.
Please at least give me some British ones.
Nah. So, yeah, this is the New Girl theme tune. And I just, it's very quirky and cool. Hey, girl, what you doing? That's her singing it. So it's got quite a cool little voice.
That gives me the shudders.
Why?
I don't know. Or just, it's making my skin crawl in a bad way.
But then again, that's a sort of like...
I think it's just too fucking cheerful.
Yeah, it doesn't give off the impression. Because if you just heard it, you're like, I don't watch the show. The show's really funny.
Yeah.
I think you should at least give one a go. Go on the 4OD on the PS3.
I shall have a look.
And just it's 20 minutes long. Just give it a go. Yeah?
So half an hour normally, but with your adverts, basically.
They take adverts on the 4OD. Yeah. So you can, and because you're going to PS3, done.
That's yeah.
It. Okay, yeah. So what I've got, how many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 4 theme tunes here from sitcoms. And I'm going to play them, and you got to quickly tell me what it's from.
Okay.
Alright? Okie dokie. So here is number one.
That's Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
This is a really dreary intro, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was a nice gentle theme to a nice gentle comedy. It was never uproarious, laugh-out-loud stuff.
No.
It was always just gentle chuckles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Except for the canned laughter that made you think people were wetting themselves. They go, "Hi, Norm!" Cunts. Do you remember when the Flintstones had canned laughter?
Yeah.
It was like, are you telling us that's filmed in front of a live studio audience?
Well, that was the whole point about the Flintstones, is that it was supposed to be that... It's supposed to be a proper real thing. But even though it was cartoon, it wasn't made for kids, it was made for adults who watched...
Still didn't make it good, though.
I used to like Flintstones.
I used to like it, but I used to like any cartoons. But if you look back, it is shite.
Do you remember the ones in Flintstones where they were smoking cigarettes and that, and they got moaned at? They had to take them off there years later.
Not particularly. I don't remember any active smoking. It was the Tom and Jerry cartoons when they'd relax with a cigar and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't get shown anymore.
Okay.
Now they're just sucking cock, because that's acceptable.
Okay, so that one was Cheers.
Yep.
Great 80s stroke 90s sitcom, which is one of the
did
best.
Did that go on into the 90s?
Yeah, just at the beginning of the 90s.
Right,
very
early on, yeah.
And then... Ted Danson, a star.
Yep.
Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
Rhea Perlman, which is Danny DeVito's wife. She's a little one.
Oh, Diane? No,
Diane was Shelley Long.
The one behind the bar with the dark hair.
Shelley Long and Kirstie Alley. They were the two.
Right.
They were in and out of it. And who else? Yeah, then you had George Wendt.
Who's the big fat bloke?
Norm.
Who's
George
that?
Wendt.
Oh, it was George Wendt, was it? Okay.
And he's literally just played George in
everything. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the other guy was... I can't remember what the other guy's name was, but he does lots of voices for every Pixar
Kelsey
film.
Grammer.
Went
you off. Completely left out Kelsey Grammer.
Well, I was getting to him.
Okay.
And then he went
I
off.
Thought you were running down.
No. Then. And then Kelsey Grammer went off to make Frasier, which was like one of the biggest sitcoms in American history.
Yeah. Watched Zombieland the other day, talking to Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
love that
brilliant.
Film. That's great fun.
Mm.
Just good, clean zombie fun.
With Bill Murray. Bill Murray.
Mm.
The best cameo ever.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, here's the second one.
Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
So now, oddly enough, I was thinking of that when you said you were going to do him, I thought, oh, I hope he does Men Behaving Badly.
Were you a fan of Men Behaving Badly?
I did like it, yes. Yeah. When they did the first series, had Dermot, didn't it? It was Harry Enfield.
Yeah.
The Martin clones. But Neil Morrissey was perfectly acceptable. So I actually preferred Neil Morrissey's character. I think mainly because I got more used to him.
Yeah, because he'd done more episodes.
But no, Men Behaving Badly was great.
I thought he was the funniest Neil Morrissey.
It went a bit downhill towards the end. I think my absolute classic favourite is when they go out and build a barbecue out of wood and nail it to the fence. Fucking genius.
My favourite one is the one where he's got toothache and he tries to pull his tooth out. And he ties it to the door handle and he just shuts it and it pulls out and he's bleeding everywhere. And he's on the phone to like Dorothy. She's like, "Dorothy, pull some of the tooth out. Me hurts."
I also love when they find out how much money he's got. And so he ends up spending all of his money on Harrod's lager. Beautiful.
He hasn't really spent it all, but he says he has. The Great Pub Guy is another good one when... They said they're not drinking in this pub anymore, so they go to find another pub.
Yeah.
And then they just take all the things like urinals.
Oh, yeah. Check it all off, yeah.
That is a really good joke.
It was good bloke stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's still not dated too badly either, I reckon.
No,
it's still
funny.
So is Red Dwarf next?
No, I could then have to Red Dwarf, but I can play
I think you could be confident that I don't know in that one.
Okay, but this one you're going to get. Right? Who was this one?
Friends. That opening chord's enough, isn't it?
It's probably the most...
Rembrandts and their one-hit wonder.
It's probably the most famous theme tune because everybody knows it, like, from the first chords.
Yeah. I'm the same with Men Behaving Badly, though, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's true. But this one's because it's worldwide and big, phenomenal.
Well, Friends was absolutely massive.
And it is not the funniest show in the world.
No, again, it was never one I particularly laughed out loud at. It was just amusingly pleasant.
But I'll watch it all the time. Whenever it's on, I'll watch it. Even though
really?
I've watched it.
Still?
Yeah.
No, I don't have tolerance for that.
So I could just sit there and watch them and I still laugh at them. Because I
don't recall if I ever actually laughed out loud at Friends. But, you know, it whiled away the time.
You're too hard for it, though, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me. Well hard.
I'm well hard, mate.
Yeah, fucking double hard bastard.
So here's the last one. Let's see if you can get this one. I'm pretty sure you will.
Game on.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I was actually just thinking of that. Because the word double R bastard, yeah, I picked up out of Game On.
Yeah. Game On was one of those shit. I think
some double R bastard.
I love Game On. I thought it was possibly underrated sitcom in UK.
Ginger Tosser.
Yeah, Martin and Ginger Bloke. You had Ben Chaplin, who played Neil. Played a...
No.
What's his name?
Martin. No, what
Matthew.
Was Matthew.
He played Matthew, didn't he? But he did for one series.
And then they replaced
him. Neil Stoop played him for like the next two series.
And they actually did that little scene and they're watching something on telly and saying, oh, don't you hate it when they like take the main person and then they replace him with someone else to expect you just to continue and they all just look at the camera.
Yeah. I used to love that.
There was one episode, do you remember when he joined a band?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't leave the flat. But the lyrics were fucking genius.
It was a band upstairs, wasn't it?
I will shag, because that's my bag. I don't want to suck it, so let's have your bucket. Swivel dick, love pump, tallywhacker. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Shag, shag, shag. Brag, brag, brag.
It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that was good. And Samantha Janus. Again, not your Mandy, wasn't she?
Yeah, she played Mandy, yeah.
Not your classically gorgeous, but she was a lovely lady.
Lovely lady.
Mm.
So yeah, so you don't know what quite well then. You're pretty quick on the buzzer.
Oh, I know it, but I was expecting you to play some god awful obscure show.
I was thinking, should I go obscure and really confusing? But then I thought, no, I'll be nice because we can talk about it.
Beautiful.
I would be like, oh, that sitcom was called Life of the Rich and Famous, and you'd be like, never heard of it.
That's because it was shite. It was there was only a pilot episode. It was only 1962
on one channel
in Swahili TV.
Exactly, it's on Hilly TV. Right, well, I've seen you just opened up your pad.
Oh no, just thinking.
Oh, are we ready to...
Well, I've been doing some thinking recently. On the rants, and you've been asking me to look at what winds me up. And I was looking at the BBC News article the other day, and it reminded me, because there was this thing on digital photography. I was just talking about how it's utterly changing. But one of the things that pisses me off the most is digital photography. All right. Particularly every bastard's got a phone on their camera now. Picture the scene. You're walking home from the pub, late night. You see an assault. You've got two blokes kicking the shit out of some other bloke. What do you do? You're going to pull out your phone, aren't you? But you're going to call 999? No, you're fucking not. You're going to film it, and you're going to put it on fucking YouTube. And then when you finished uploading it, you might call a fucking ambulance for the corpse on the street. But there used to be a skill in photography. When I met the missus, she had a very nice film camera. And she was so selective with her shots. And she's still a good photographer these days. But she was really selective with the shots. Because when you've got to pay quite a few quid to have your roll of 24 developed, you actually take the time when you do it. And you, Barker, are very fucking guilty of this.
What?
You will take 200 shots, all the same ones, you don't delete the fuzzy ones, but you upload and vomit the entire fucking lot onto Facebook.
You've been going through my Facebook pictures?
My wedding photos were on there.
And what, are they really bad?
They were awful, some of them, including a couple that I hope you guys have taken down at the bride's request.
Maybe.
But they just go up there. And it's terrible. People now, going on the social media side, they'll go to a restaurant and upload a fucking photo of their fucking dinner. Why do you want to see that? Oh, look, here's a photo of my foot. I actually think digital cameras are bad enough on their own, but combined with a mobile phone and social networking, it's one of the great evils of the current century. It's appalling. Rant over.
So, yes, if anybody out there who's tweeting and on Facebook, think before you post a picture. Do people really want to see your dinner?
Yeah.
Do people really want to see your foot?
Oh, look,
the inside of your
97
handbag.
97 photos of my cat, because there's a good one at position 43.
I've got about 10 good photos out of 100.
Yeah, so just upload 10.
I'll be honest, I don't...
Why can't you take the time, though, to just put up the good ones so that everyone who looks at it doesn't have to trawl through the shit, because you can't be asked to.
Yeah, I said, I'm in.
Sorry, not, this isn't purely you in the term, this is people in general.
I have done
and
it before.
Yeah.
But I don't upload that many anymore now.
No, well, I don't know. I stopped looking at them.
Yeah. No, I don't. If I upload a picture, it's usually a single picture. Because you do it from your mobile phone. You just like upload, done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you need to see. It's a picture of my toe.
Oh, sorry, it's just reminded me something else, but I think I've probably got material for my rant next week already.
Right, okay.
That's another phone related thing, potentially.
Oh, that's, but we'll leave that there. That's for the next episode.
Absolutely.
So people, you don't like people that take pictures of fights in the streets and people getting.
It's just a reaction. I'm more the sort of person that would probably wade in. To my own detriment, but at least call the police or whatever. But you see so many people just filming this shit.
Yeah, because they think they can get it on YouTube and it'd be like, well, maybe it's good in some ways. Like with that woman on the train that's being racist.
Yeah,
and they filmed her and they put it up on YouTube, and she's gotten done for it, which is good.
Oh no, that's fair enough. But that was just someone being a twat. It's not necessarily the sort of thing you can really call the police about, anyway. So it's capturing evidence.
Yeah,
but then there's actually doing the right thing immediately, which is not. Let's get some footage.
Okay.
There's a time and a place for it, but no, first thing is you get the emergency services or whatever. I mean, that's a small part of it.
Agree.
It's I just hate people.
You do, but yeah, and people that post pictures of their dinner, which I don't get. I mean, I've done it as a joke before when I put my pie and mash up there, but it was more of a kind of joke.
I posted a picture of my mini hog roast that I did because I was very proud of it, and I had spent 3 hours sitting in front of the fire, and then you guys didn't come round either, anyway, did you?
No, we didn't come round.
That's right. We got some decent people over instead.
Oh, fucking charming! We were going to come over, but I think something happened, and you know, take better.
Yeah,
like sleeping.
Yeah,
no.
There was an episode of Friends on.
Yeah, I wanted to watch the whole back catalogue of Friends,
and then rearrange your sock drawer into alphabetical order.
Take pictures of them and put them on Facebook, so you could see what they were. Right, well, we are bringing in a brand new segment.
Okay.
At your request.
Another one?
Yeah.
What was that? I've forgotten.
Go back and watch this shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were doing that on the Rude Radio.
We used to do it on the Rude Radio when we had our own little movie show on here, which we don't have anymore. It's just now this.
We just play this stuff out. Yeah.
Play
this out. Hello, Rude Radio listeners.
Hello there.
Hope you're enjoying this.
Yeah. But, you know, even if you're not listening on Rude Radio and you're just listening for being, you're not forgotten. You're still our pals. Yeah. Still our mates.
Yeah. You're lovely.
Go back and watch your shit. It is simply one movie, and we're going to chat about it and make you go and watch it again.
Yeah, it's generally, we're trying to pick films that both Adam and I have a bit of a soft spot on, bit of common ground.
Yeah.
So nothing involving Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. So here is the trailer for the first film. We're going to play it out, and then afterwards, we're going to have a little chat about it.
Let's dissect that bastard.
There it is, planet Druidia. And underneath the air shield, 10,000 years of fresh air. We must get through that air shield.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we can force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the air shield, thereby destroying planet Druidia and saving planet Spaceball.
Everybody got that?
Spaceballs, the movie.
Princess Vespa's spaceship within range, sir.
Good.
What's going on?
It's either the 4th of July, or someone's trying to kill us.
Now we will show her who is in charge of this galaxy.
If you will not give me the combination to the air shield, Dr. Slotkin will give your daughter back her old nose.
No!
Only one man and his trusted companion can save planet Druidia from disaster.
Okay, Eagle 5, coming in.
Lone Star.
First, they must learn the secrets of yogurt.
Yogurt?
I am the keeper of a greater magic.
The Force?
No, the Schwartz.
Avoid capture on a distant planet.
Tell them to comb the desert, you hear me? Comb the desert!
Found anything yet?
We ain't found...
Battle the entire Spaceball army.
My hair! He shot my hair!
Holy!
And escape the clutches of Dark Helmet.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Abandon ship! Proceed to escape pods!
What the hell's the matter with this sea devil?
When does this happen in the movie?
give me more.
Spaceballs, the movie.
How do I know you're not making faces at me under that thing? And may the Schwartz be with you.
Spaceballs.
May the Schwartz be with you.
So you love this film.
I fucking grew up on that film.
I absolutely think it's amazing. Rick Moranis is brilliant as Dark Helmet.
There's the little tie with the little balls next to it as well. It was crude, it was funny, it took the piss out of all of the Star Wars. Well, there was... What do you have in there? You had Star Wars, you had Dune, you had... Oh, Jesus Christ, what's it called? The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Piss takes. And aliens. With the little dancing, singing alien
hello,
on the
baby,
counter.
Hello, baby, hello,
that was beautiful.
Even John Hurt actually comes back as a cameo. He's actually the guy again.
Yes.
At the thingies. Yeah. At the diner. So.
With the alien bursting out of his stomach before the cavalry routine.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It was just brilliant, brilliant comedy. I still don't feel that it's dated particularly badly or anything like that. It's just fun.
It looks 80s, but it doesn't look bad. 80s.
No,
it's like you can get away with watching it. And I think that's quite good.
It's enjoyable.
And it's gag after gag. It's one of the things like a lot of people say, "Oh, it's not even funny." See, yeah, but if you don't like one joke, there's another joke coming, which is really good.
Within a few seconds.
So it's like quite good. Mel Brooks is pretty good in them days, I think, to make.
Yeah,
like he made Blazing Saddles.
Oh, Blazing Saddles! No,
even Morgan
and
Men in Tights, I was a fan of. I quite like that as well.
I only ever remember that. I thought Men in Tights was actually awful, but it was still just that one line, which I've certainly mentioned in previous podcasts.
Yeah, they are.
Why should we follow you? Because unlike some Robin Hoods, I can talk with an English accent.
Yeah. So that should be what you should say every time. Why should we listen to you? Unlike most podcasts.
I can say specific.
Yeah, I cannot say specific. I always say Pacific.
You just said it.
Yeah, but I have to say it. But when I say Pacifically, I say Pacifically.
Yeah.
Pacifically.
Say it fast enough, people will think you're saying
Pacific. That's why I try and get away with saying, yeah, but it's not Pacific, so then carry on. They're like, oh, did you say Pacific or Pacific?
Yeah, just mumble and blur it. It's brilliant for podcasts.
Yeah. So, Spaceballs, it's a story of...
Lone Star. And his mog, Barf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, John Candy.
Yeah, may he rest in peace. Who'd have expected him to die of a heart attack? I mean, seriously.
No, he was skinny, wasn't he?
Yeah, never saw that coming.
And they go out to try and rescue Princess
Vespa?
Princess Vespa, that's it. Well done, I was trying to think what her name was then. Yeah, Princess
Who
Vespa.
Was being forced to marry Prince Valium back on Druidia.
That's it, he kept falling asleep.
Yeah, and then with her trusty C-3PO's side droid Dot Matrix.
Yeah, Dot Matrix, yeah. Yep. The CP3P. And Mel Brooks' character, he's like the...
He plays two.
He does.
He plays the President Captain. Scroob,
yep.
The man in charge of the Spaceballs, Dark Helmet's boss, if you like.
Yep. And Yogurt.
Yogurt, yes. Who, in case you hadn't guessed, folks, and haven't watched it, is basically your Yoda.
Yes.
But Jewish.
And they're trying to take all the air out of Druidia.
That's right, by turning Spaceball 1 into a giant maid with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so random.
Yeah.
So stupid.
That's not a space station. It's a transformer.
See, one of my favourite bits is...
I've not really seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Okay. So here's one of my favourite clips, and it's... when you want to go and look for something because somebody's in the desert, what do you need to do? You want to comb the desert to look for them.
With combs.
I have an urgent message from Lord Helmet. He's lost the princess.
Where?
Somewhere in the sands of Vega.
Tell him to comb the desert, you hear me? Comb the desert!
Yes, sir.
Sir?
What?
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir! How about you?
Not a thing, sir!
What about you guys? We ain't found shit!
That does tickle you. You've been sitting there just giggling.
It's so brilliant. So, because obviously,
You got a picture, they've got these giant cones.
Yeah.
You know, each thousands and thousands of times its natural size. And you got the guys at the end have got the little hair clip
little
style.
Little afro comb, the black guys, yeah. We ain't found shit. It's so fucking weird. We've been too literal.
But that's the guy out of the Police Academy films, isn't he? That makes the noises.
He's not that one.
Isn't
he? No, he's the one that does go beep, beep.
I thought it was the same bloke. No,
just a different guy.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, just because he's black, don't make it out that they all look the same.
Next I just assumed that they wouldn't pay for more actions than they needed.
Next you'll be telling me all Chinese people look the same.
No. Although, there's a lot of Jet Li films, so I've sat there with the wife and she's gone, which one's Jet Li? I can never tell. And Jet Li's just one of those people I can never actually remember what he looks like.
No?
It's not that he looks like all the others, I forget his face every time.
He doesn't have a face.
That must be it.
Yeah. So, what bits do you remember from Space Force which really had you tickled?
Most of it. I did like the weddings because you got they start off doing the wedding and she runs away, and then they do the second towards the end they do another wedding and she runs away and says, "Oh, we'll do the short version." Right at the end it's right, we'll do the short version.
Yeah.
Do you? Yes. Do you? Yes. Good. Kiss her. You're married.
Yeah. That's Dick Van Patten, isn't it? I know he plays the dad, Dick Van Patten.
Yes,
he does. Yeah, he's quite funny in that.
But
Princess Vespa's dad. There's another bit here because it's one of the things that it's such a good saying that now people will use it.
Go on.
And it is this one.
Prepare to attack.
Prepare to attack.
On the count of three. One, two. Late.
What happened? Where are they?
I don't know, sir. They must have hyperjets on that thing.
And what do we got on this thing? A Cuisinart?
No, sir.
We'll find them. Catch them.
Yes, sir.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No. Light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes. We're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship. Prepare ship for ludicrous speed. Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the free-range circus. Secure all animals in the zoo.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go! What have I done? My brains are going into my feet.
Hell was that?
Spaceball 1. They've gone to plaid.
We passed them! Stop this thing!
We can't stop. It's too dangerous. We've got to slow down first.
Bullshit! Just stop this thing! I order you! Stop!
You, sir.
Are you all right, sir?
Fine. How have you been?
Fine, sir.
Good.
It's a good thing you were wearing that helmet.
Yeah.
What should we do now, sir?
Well, are we stopped?
We're stopped, sir.
Good. Well, why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Very good, sir.
Smoke if you got 'em.
It's a brilliant scene.
Thanks, lovely.
The bit I talk about it. Is a what's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Chicken. Do you reckon that was a reference to the What's the Matter, McFly? Chicken. We got a Back to the Future reference there because that was 1987 as well, wasn't it?
You be serious?
Yeah. What's the matter, McFly? Chicken. No. Out of Back to the Future.
He's saying Colonel Sanders.
No, I get that.
Oh, okay, you literally...
The what's the matter person's name? Chicken? I'm just wondering if it's a reference to Back to the Future.
No, I think it works on the fact that his name is Colonel Sanders, who created KFC.
Yeah.
So they just went, oh, we'll just say chicken.
I got that, but there was a film out the same year that was massive, and maybe very slightly earlier, that had the line, what's the matter, insert person's name, chicken. So I'm wondering if it's a reference to that as well.
No, I think it's coincidence.
As well as, you put a lot down on coincidence. I reckon that's actually also spoofing Back to the Future.
I think you're really...
Am I overanalysing?
I think you are. But you're going a complete wrong way around it.
Your head's not working properly.
It's
all clear. It's all clear. You've got a line there.
If any of you think that Will was overanalysing, why don't you tweet me at Barker Podcast?
Well, if it turns out Back to the Future was actually... Because Back to the Future was 87.
No, it wasn't. It was 85. That's why
he said 85. Oh, in that case... Oh, it was 85. In that case... I'm almost certain they're also referencing that film, but taking a line out of that film and making it funny because they're saying Colonel Sanders instead of McFly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Damn okay.
Right. Right. This is my personal favourite scene. Right. This is the one scene which had me in stitches, and I even don't watch it now because it's so genius.
Go on.
Okay, this is the bit where... Well, I'll let the clip explain because there's a lot of talking.
Good work, Corporal. Punch it up. That's much too early. Prepare to fast forward.
Preparing to fast forward.
Fast forward.
Fast forwarding, sir.
No. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Try here. Stop.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now? I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
How soon?
Sir!
What?
We've identified their location.
Where?
It's the moon of Vega.
Good work.
Set a course and prepare for our arrival.
When?
1900 hours,
by
sir.
By high noon tomorrow, they will be our prisoners.
See, that is a genius clip because it's so clever.
Yeah.
That they get the video before the film's finished and they watch up to that bit and then they get to the bit that they're on now. When does this happen in the movie?
Now.
Go back to them.
When?
We just missed it. When?
Beautiful.
Just now. When will now be then? That's a brilliant bit of writing.
I just love the fact that he's using videos, even in the future.
Yeah.
They're still Spaceballs the video.
It's not DVDs.
I just love all the different Spaceballs merchandise you get in the film.
Yeah.
There's a bit where President Scrooge's in the toilet. He's using Spaceballs the toilet paper.
And he's got a Spaceballs duvet set.
Yeah. Yogurt, will we meet again? Only in Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was little watching that, going, brilliant, there's going to be a sequel.
He did get the eye with it, oh. The whole joke.
Is it out soon? I hope so. I've been waiting Spaceballs so long.
2.
I've been waiting so long.
Can you imagine if they didn't make a Spaceballs 2?
I'd love it. I would. That would be, for the first time in a long time, a film I could say I'd be genuinely excited about if Mel Brooks was doing it. Has he done anything recently?
Mel Brooks, no, not really. He helped with the producers.
He's got to be getting a bit old these days.
Yeah, I don't think he does a lot.
Is he in his 80s?
But... Yeah, he's got a bit, I think. Yeah.
Easy.
He doesn't do a lot now.
No.
I mean, the producers have made him loads of money.
Mm.
So I think he's pretty much... He's happy just to carry on with
it. Oh, I don't think he even needed the money. The producers made him, let's face it. He's doing okay. I don't think he's doing this for the money.
No, exactly.
But he was great. He did some fantastic stuff.
Okay, so the last clip is one of your personal favourites.
Yes, this was my request because I adore this scene.
And this is another good bit of writing, I'd say. Good, whether it's improvisation or writing, who knows, but it's just a good idea.
It's
just something so simple.
It's great.
You idiot, I said across her nose, not up it.
Sorry, sir. Doing my best.
Who made that man a gunner?
I did, sir. He's my cousin.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Keep firing, assholes!
Keep firing, assholes!
It's great. There was so much well-written script in that film.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of people out there that probably won't like that film. They think it's a bit juvenile, a bit childish, not funny at all.
But they're probably not listening to this podcast. Let's face it.
I bet there probably is.
Well, people who don't like juvenile and childish humour. Yeah, listening to this.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I think you're misunderstanding your audience here, mate.
Astrid, I thought we were going for the QI audience for a moment.
I think not.
All right, so we're hitting the end of the podcast, Will.
We are indeed.
We're going to end off like we do every episode with the Oddcast podcast shout-out.
So we're going to shout at some people.
We're going to go, oi! Thank you for listening.
Get off my land!
Okay, right, so this is what's going to happen. If you want to know prior people that we shouted out, go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com.
Including the incredibly talented guys who've become our opening music now as well.
Yeah, the Filthy Habits, they are the opening theme tune. They're on there. There's a post about them. We've had the fashion blog from Baggage London Doll. We've had Holly Powers' blog, which is a creative arts blog.
Yeah.
And we also had Rogue, the girl band.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a bit of everything. Today, we have another band.
Another band. Yep. Fantastic.
And they are called Chase the Enemy.
Chase the Enemy.
They are a Chelmsford-based band.
Not always recommended as a tactic, though. They may just be laying a trap.
Yeah. And they're a good band. They're youngsters. They're pretty new.
Yep.
And they're doing pretty well for themselves and such. If you want to find them, go to Facebook and just facebook.com/ChaseTheEnemy or one
way. It's actually spelt properly.
Chase the Enemy, yep.
Yep, okay. Refreshing.
Find them on Twitter at Chase the Enemy, or you can follow them, their personal accounts, at Josh the Enemy, Tom the Pirate, and I think it's Chubba.
Chubba!
Yeah, Chubba with a little underscore at the end. And that her name is, I've forgotten her name. That's not very nice, is it? Jess. Her name's Jess. That's pretty bad. I should write that down. You can also follow James the Enemy. They're a cool little band. They might be up for Panic Awards.
Fair enough. That'd be good.
And I think they're going to do quite well because they've got a one girl singing.
Yep.
The rest are boys.
Well, wow.
So he's got like that Paramore sort of set up. She's like the lead singer.
Okay.
She's got a good voice. So I think you should definitely go check them out.
Yeah, sounds good.
And they will be on the website at oddpoduk.wordpress.com. Awesome. There'll be a nice post for them. And I think you'd definitely check them out because I'm a fan.
Yeah. So we're going to play out on this?
Yeah, we're going to play out a little bit of their song. So
in that case, shall we bid the audience fuck off?
Yeah. So is that how we're going to end it? Is like that?
Yeah.
We're going to play a little bit of Chase the Enemy, and then we are going to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Get the money and run. Don't leave anyone behind.